girl, you kill me, kill me, kill me with your love, girl, you kill me, kill me.
Good morning, it is March 2nd, 2015. The time is 07:38 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday morning. Slept in a little bit this morning, an extra couple hours, and I could probably go back and sleep in another hour, but I got something I have to do here, an appointment this morning with the car there to get serviced. Having the morning coffee here to get the day started. And I'm already pressing through the morning social media feeds. And I normally try and stay off the social media feeds on the weekend. You know, sort of give it a break. You know, yesterday there was something that came up when I got out of work there towards the end of my day job that I do on everybody's normal weekend Sunday, which is my Friday yesterday. But it was talking about this the so-called what I called, and I've done audio on this before, the so-called dreaded audio poop or pop-up online kiss of death, also known as the so-called audio wall of doom that's popping up, that you have to sign in to do the audio on this particular audio program that I am using right now on my iPad mini to record this audio. And the discussion came up about what's been happening over the last week with the so-called sign-in pop-up. And there is a workaround. And that's what the so-called discussion was pertaining to, because an individual was trying to look at what has been placed out there by a few individuals of this audio community to bypass that. And some are saying it's not a valid workaround, it's doesn't give the eye appeal, where I've already talked about it. It's all about the audio as far as I'm concerned. And you get a black screen, but you have down in the lower portion of your browser or whatever a little arrow that starts the audio. And that is created with this app called IFTTT. If this, then that. And it basically works off of your, well, the way I have it set up for myself, for my audio, is I use the RSS feeds that are provided, that are there. They actually give a pretty decent web page when you drive to that particular individual's web page that you might be plugging in their RSS feeds. But the link for the RSS feeds, for me at least, I know, and I expressed this yesterday during the Twitter discussion, that the RSS feeds on the browsers, it doesn't work in Chrome. It works in my Explorer, and it works in my Firefox. So I use Firefox right now, and I have a particular individual I follow that I received actually a few. I have another recipe, an IFTT recipe, where it notified me twice this morning of this individual posting up a couple of audios, and it's pretty interesting. One was at I guess the time of the IFFT action that was sent to me, to my email, was at 5 hours ago at about 2:18, and then there was another one, which I just got done listening to that recording of a gentleman named Mr. Proctor, ooh, boo, ass, freaking knucklehead, jughead, as I would call, but a particular interview that he did, I guess. So I listened to that. Pretty interesting. But the main scope of this is the IFTTT works. You just have to tweak it. Individual said he tried using it last night and it never showed up. Not sure that the IFTTT worked. Been a while since I posted and no sign of the audio that was posted. Well, evidently you didn't have the setup set, this parameter set on the little code that you have to set up in there. And it's fairly simple. If I could do it, anybody could do it. And I'm not sure what was going on there, but I'm sure that when I'm finished with this audio, it will be posted up automatically to my Twitter stream with an IFTTT link that you, once you press it, and if you're listening to this now and it was through my Twitter feed, you won't have to have that dreaded wall of doom sign up. Because, and I think it's a valid workaround. I think it's a way where I like using the audio that I'm recording on right now to express my voice. There's other programs. There's VoiceBo, but VoiceBo doesn't have an RSS feed. I'm going to probably end up posting up some iPadio audio up to my Twitter feed using the IFFT today and tomorrow, because I'm off today and tomorrow, to see how that, it should work, because if you have an RSS feed, it should work. The only difference is, for this particular audio, the RSS feed is a digit number, where for iPadio, it's a little bit different, so I'm going to have to tweak it and see what it looks, but basically, if you just have that RSS feed link, you're golden. So I'm not sure the individual last night, and once it, you have the recipe set, I listened to some audio I did, and I mentioned that it took a minute or two. Actually, it takes probably about 3 minutes or so, where this individual yesterday expressing that it had been over a 30-minute time period that evidently didn't have the setup on the IFFT. I know there's some people that would love to see this dreaded wall of doom go away, but I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. So my thought for today is, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. So I'm thinking differently this morning. And oh, incidentally, that thought for the day was by Albert Einstein. Again, another tweet that I posted on my Twitter feed. And I think it applies when I'm using this IFF or IFTT program. If this, then that. I think it's the more I use it, the great, better. It's just a great program. I love it. It's a good program, and I strongly encourage those that want to bypass that. You know, you don't have to leave the platform as much as I probably would, but the platform is decent as far as I'm concerned with what it provides on the audio. If they could just maybe get rid of that sign in. Mr. Proctor, are you listening? I know there's some audio going your way concerning that. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting how this plays out. I haven't seen much traction on on the IFTTT, and I'm hopefully other individuals will look at it, and the individuals that I've already thanked, those individuals that from the audio community that turned me on to this, and it's like I said, the more I look at this, and just the aspect that I can create a recipe of those I listen to, and it sends me an email notification, so I don't necessarily have to go to the particular app on my iPad mini here to listen. I can it sends me an email, and I can have it set up to either my home email, my work email, and once that email is generated, it provides a link right there. I'm looking at it. It provides an ift.tt/number link, and I got two of them in my mailbox this morning, and I'm sure I got two of them waiting for me of the same email at my work, so I'm able to stay in touch. So that's all I got this morning. Y'all have a good one. Yeah, you live life, have fun. Use IFTTT. It's a great app. Y'all have a good one today. I'm sure I'll be doing another audio later. Ciao for now. Peace.